A Trip to the Past. I first came to Japan in 2012 as an exchange student. Although I originally intended to only stay for 1 year, a lot of things happened in my life. And last year, I actually naturalized. I became a Japanese citizen. During my exchange, I was already in my third year of study at Damascus University. However, the civil war in Syria meant that I couldn't return home. So I decided to pursue admissions to a Japanese university as a regular student. I was successful, and so I began my undergraduate studies anew in 2014. As the civil war in Syria escalated, it began to garner global attention, as did the plight of millions of Syrian refugees heading to Europe. The refugee crisis made it difficult for Syrians to travel, as many countries worldwide were hesitant to admit even travelers who held Syrian passports. In fact, a few years ago, I was denied entry to England, even though I had been invited by a very prestigious institute to give a lecture about my translation work. Some of my friends also invited me to visit them in New Zealand a few times, but I was never able to go. It also made it difficult to visit family, who were by this time already spread around the world. For instance, I have a brother in Abu Dhabi, a sister in Doha, and another brother in Germany. In the end, I wasn't able to meet my family in person for almost 10 years. Thankfully, advancements in technology allowed us to stay connected, though. As I mentioned earlier, last year I was granted Japanese citizenship. My new passport has made it a lot easier to travel and gave me the opportunity to finally reunite with my family. I booked a flight to Doha to stay at my sister's place. My brother planned to come from Abu Dhabi to meet me there. When we were finally reunited, I had a bit of a shock. I realized how challenging it had become for me to communicate and to express myself perfectly in Arabic. I didn't used to take so much thought to convey what I wanted to say, but now it was a bit of a struggle. I found it frustrating, but it wasn't the only thing that had changed. I also noticed there was a difference in my mindset and approach to life than during the time I lived with my family. We always used to talk about serious topics, but this time I felt a clear disparity in our conversations about politics and about homosexuality. It was shocking to me to hear that members of my family viewed homosexuality as something close to a disease. In fact, my brother even said to me, if he were the president of a country, he wouldn't allow gay people to live there, or that they would at least have to be cured first. This disturbed me, but then I remembered that Islam forbids homosexuality, and living in an Islamic society certainly shapes your way of thinking to align with those beliefs. Some other members of my family seemed to have become a bit more progressive in their beliefs, although still not entirely open. My sister, for instance, said that she was okay with gay people and took a live and let live stance. However, she mentioned that she would not be happy if one of her children came out as gay. Taking a step back and reflecting on the conversation we had, I was reminded that I, too, once had a similar way of thinking. However, since coming to Japan, studying at Tokyo University of Foreign Studies, and living in an international environment, surrounded by people from all over the world, people with different ways of thinking, my own perspectives on many things has changed. Coexisting with people of many different backgrounds and lifestyles kind of forces people to become more empathetic. Reuniting with my family was a kind of a trip to the past. It gave me an opportunity to reflect on my past self, and also to see how much I've grown over the last 10 years. I'm quite glad for my experiences in Japan, and the friends I've made here. Japanese friends, of course, but also speakers of many different languages, and with many cultural backgrounds. It certainly made me more open-minded and engaging with people in my three different languages consistently offers me opportunities to question my own worldview and to explore others.